It was an allergy. It was tears. And I was crying because Bridge Over Troubled Waters is very personally important to me. I sang it every night for my son after he came home from the hospital after the rigorous job of being born, which was rigorous for all involved. He came out feet first and sunny side up, which is to say he mooned me. His first act as a human being was to moon his father. But I forgave him eventually, and every night before, as I put him to bed, I would sing him Bridge Over Troubled Waters. It became a tradition, a ritual. Even when he visits as an adult, I'll sometimes do it. And it's carried on to the next generation that when I'm putting my granddaughters to bed, I sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Let me ease your mind like a bridge over troubled waters. I'll take your part when you need a friend. That's what we are. We are bridges that as adults we will lay ourselves down to try to ease the way of our children, to ease the way from shore to shore through the passages, the many passages marked and unmarked, the chasms, sometimes they're aware of, and sometimes in the blissful ignorance of youth, they don't know they're crossing a chasm and they think it's just a little fissure. Sometimes that solid bridge is actually a rope bridge. Sometimes that solid bridge, such as the Bay Bridge, comes crashing down in an earthquake, and we don't even know how to rebuild it. I don't know if you're following that story, but it has been over 20 years since the earthquake, and they can't open the bridge because the bolts are coming apart and the suspension is fraying, which tells you everything you need to know about bridges, the human bridges and the metaphorical bridges. They take maintenance and repair. Bridges bridge shores and people and cultures and times. They both connect, and by connecting, they define a space, some space that we are all crossing over and moving from. Now, I have to give you a warning. In my first congregation, I had one of the great Unitarian ministers, Chris Rabel, who is part of the Holy Trinity of Unitarian ministers of Daddy Bob Rabel in Texas, and then Peter Rabel and Chris Rabel, all renowned preachers and ministers. And he came to my little congregation in 1969 and gave a sermon. I don't remember the sermon. It was on bridges. But I remember the talkback. It was the worst talkback I have ever witnessed in 43 years. Because while he was talking about bridges and the metaphor, the congregation, as Unitarian fundamentalist literalists, said, pardon me, were you really thinking of a suspension bridge? Or was it a cantilevered bridge? Somebody else says, no, it had to have been a pontoon bridge. Was it an arch? I'm sitting back there going, oi, are we missing the point here? It's a metaphor, and Unitarians can get just as lost as anyone else in saying, I'm sorry, I can't handle a metaphor. I need to get literal. We got to get brick and mortar and figure out exactly what that bridge looks like. So I'm going to mix metaphors in the next 3 minutes that I have left. And the metaphor I want to mix is that we're always bridging. We're always preparing the way for the next generation. As adults, we want to be that bridge. We want to help our children get through those various fissures and chasms. That first one is, of course, the first bridge is a tunnel when the kids are getting born. And then there's this milestone of becoming from infant to toddler. And then as I'm learning from my many grandchildren, there are now nursery school and kindergarten graduations, which is not what I had in mind by graduation, but it's fine. Every milestone we can mark makes us pay attention to the flow of time, to, as we're getting older, the rapidly increasing flow of time. For the young people here, this sermon might last a decade. For the older people here, it'll be over in 3.5 minutes. Time's expanding again. It's a relative concept. But we mark some of these passively, some of them actively. There are these bridges, these rites of passages that children go through. Walking, going to school, their sexual development, don't tell us, enjoy. Ask us, don't tell. Ask. Well, that's reverse. But yes, ask, don't tell. And then there's the great passage, the most dangerous passage that we go through. Giving the keys to the kids for the first time to the car. If you've done that successfully, don't worry about college. You've already crossed the really tough bridge. Then there's going away, there's marriage, there's they having their own children. These are all bridges that we witness, that we cross, that as parents and grandparents and members of a community, we want to literally pave the way to make it a little bit easier for our children than it was for us. We should try to do that, and we shouldn't count on that part working, but we're still drawn to try to make a better bridge, to try to make a better world, to try to ease the minds of our children as they come along and they evolve into full, mature human beings. We would almost all of us lay us down for our children. We would almost all of us make sacrifices of money, of time, of caring, of the danger of giving our hearts and our hopes into the caring and the lives and the futures of our children and grandchildren and members of our extended family. It is what generous people do. And when we raise generous children, when we raise children who will question our values and then make them their own, we have succeeded. One of the things that I say when we have infant dedications is, it is not our job to make our children into carbon copies of ourselves. We will try. We will fail, even as our parents tried and failed. But we do have the responsibility of letting our children know who we are, what we value. And they will learn that not simply by what we say to them, but by how we spend our time, about the degree of our patience, our compassion, and the love that we give to our children. That is what is exemplary. And the greatest learning is always exemplary. It isn't a memorized catechism of our values. It is seeing our values lived out, never perfectly, but as best that we can. There's a cliche, and as so many cliches, it's true. Children learn what they live. And that's the tremendous power we have in a community like this that's an extended family of recognizing the humanity, the growth, the struggles, the journeys, physical and spiritual, of our children. We are, as famously in the 90s, we build a bridge to the future. But we can also build bridges to nowhere. And so being thoughtful and intentional about what we are building through the example of our lives. Because here's the thing. Our children are watching. And sometimes we're watching them. And Eleanor, you inspired me today with that story about shoes for the homeless man. I think we have these tremendous instincts of wisdom and of compassion. And our ordinary world sometimes tries to train us out of that. Sometimes people who live lives of wisdom and generosity are considered to be, in the religious sense, fools. But I think it's okay to be foolish sometimes, to bet on the future, to work assiduously so that tomorrow can be better for those who come after us. Because when that happens, when we as the bridge have gone to another side and we watch our children come along, crossing those bridges that we have built, in their maturity, then they become bridge builders to the next generation. And when we can look back and see what they are doing, at that point, you will ease our minds. And the cycle and the circle and the torch will have been passed to another generation. And we can not sit back and quit only as observers, but we can take pleasure and pride and inspiration by the accomplishments of our children and grandchildren as they build their own bridges, create their own paths, and become the unique individuals who, informed by examined values, will create the tomorrows for their children. One of the great gifts of being in a congregation for over 20 years is to get to see not simply the growth in numbers, but the growth of the children, from really little kids and to really big kids, to really young adults, to wonderful human beings with whom we walk as equals in this wonderful adventure. It has been a joy watching all of you grow, mature, struggle, and become the wonderful young adults who fill all of us with a pride that is not at all sinful. It is delicious. And you have been a great gift to all of us, and may you be an ongoing, continuing gift to our world.